Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me. Every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Glorify the Lord today. Come on and say, every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me. Every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. I thank God for the moment when I worship in his name. I thank him for the sacrifice of praise. Now there's no mystery to say how our God is every day. Making my way through clouds so dark, bringing his light into my heart. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me, and every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Yes, those precious all around us, when fighting Satan descend in powers that never cease to try to tear us down. But we just lift our hands to glory, believing in God's redemption story. Said thanking him for his saving grace as he gives us power to run this race. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to us, and every day keeps blessing us. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Glorify the Lord today. Said he keeps on blessing us. Said he keeps on blessing us. He opens up the door so we can see. He keeps on blessing us, blessing us. Yes, he keeps on blessing us. Glory, hallelujah, he blesses us. He opens up the door so we can see. He keeps on blessing us, blessing us. Yes, he keeps on blessing us over and over, blessing us. Take the time to glorify the Lord. Glorify the Lord. Glorify the Lord today. Glorify the Lord today. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Come on, give thanks. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Give thanks. Come on, we're just giving thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. He woke us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up. Thank you for putting us in our right mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Come on, just thank him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. Hallelujah. You've been so good. Hallelujah. You've been so good. Ooh, I just want to thank you, Lord. You made a way, you made a way, you made a way. You made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. You made a way. You made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. You made a way. You made a way. You made a way out of no way. You made a way. You made a way. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Greta, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Take it away.
Good. This morning, it's a joyful morning. And thank you. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for this day and for our life and for our family, for the many, many blessings you have stored upon us. We believe in your goodness with all our hearts. So we ask you today, Lord, to go before us as an owl and guide us throughout any situation that will come upon us, Lord. We thank you this morning. Lord, we ask you to pass this day and just give us the strength to go forth and love one another and also have joy. We thank you for our amazing two co-founders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Pacola Robb, for their leadership on this massive call for 11-plus years. Lord, we thank you for our speaker about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We pray for the DS very own family, for our life was all joining us all together, and we also pray for that staff. Lord, we ask for the pray for the sick and the shut-in, nursing home, hospital. Lord, we have a special blessing for our dear Reverend Dr. Vanessa Pacola Roberts. Lord, scripting her like never before. Lord, we pray for the bereavement family this morning. You know them name by name. Lord, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, take away your prayer.
Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. So good to hear your voice this morning. It sounds like you're having a wonderful time over there in South Carolina. I tell you, that's okay. Next time you got to invite your friend, okay, okay? Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. I tell you, we've been blessed starting the day off with our Minister Roslyn bringing us before his presence with thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Holy One. Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you this morning. And to our greeter, Minister Cynthia, thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart and the joy of the Lord being your strength. Hallelujah. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're so thankful and grateful that God has brought us here once more and again. Let me share just a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our great co-founders, Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, with their yes. And they stood on God's word, that is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we see that people are coming in by the droves, and we're so thankful to God, and this is not too late. Listen, this is a thankful week, our Thanksgiving week, and we say happy Thanksgiving to you. So give thanks to the Lord by sharing this call with someone this week. We do have a website. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and you'll notice all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And I tell you, it's truly been a blessing to serve here. And you, speaking of serving, you just might want to be a part of this great ministry. You'll notice that the theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Don't you want to be a part of that? Yes, yes, yes. You can greet, you can host, you can share a word. You may even have a song in your heart. Come and share with us. Submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. healthandwellness.net. Now, what brought most of us together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, and it used to be Artist International, where Papa Diaz de Leon started this awesome health and wellness company well over 30 years ago, and we're so grateful and thankful that we are drinking the juice, you guys, okay? God is good, and he is good with Artist Life, so we're so grateful that we came together, and we're still together serving the Lord in spirit and in truth and drinking our juice. If you want more information, get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more information with you. Now, we do have the morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, where the great leaders are given vital information on this awesome product. Now, there's a new number, and that number is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And along with that, you'll notice that many of you have noticed that our number has changed, and you can share it with others. Is it 667-770-1523 with the same PIN, 957-677-pound. Well, I am getting out of the way because we have a powerhouse that have become a part of this family, and when she came in with no remorse. She said, yes, I'm a servant of the Lord. Yes, I want to serve, and where can I serve? I'm available. And we're so thankful for Minister Ruth Smith, who was born in San Bernardino, California, and raised in Inglewood, California. She is the mother of two adult children, Ian and Jalen, and she is a minister who have gotten her degrees at the Shorter University in Rome, Georgia. She accepted Christ as her Lord at the age of 15 and became a member of the Church of God in Christ. She resides right now in Atlanta and is a member of the Raleigh North Christian Center, where Dr. Jeffrey Chapman Sr. is the pastor. Minister Ruth served in Decatur, Georgia's homeless community through New Life's outreach ministry for over 10 years. She's with a heart for outreach and compassion for the least of these. She served as a foster parent, mentor, a trainer for 7 years for the Department of Family and Children Services. She's a servant, you guys, I tell you. And we welcome her as one of our newest warriors here on our leadership team, and she has blessed us so many times, and she has been blessed with a sincere compassion for people. And her favorite scripture is Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I introduce to some, present to others, a sister, a blessed woman of God, an anointed one, and one who loves the Lord with all her heart, none other than Minister Ruth Smith from Atlanta, Georgia. Are you there, Minister Ruth?
Good morning, Prayer General. I am here.
God bless you. Take it away.
Bless you, my sister. So it is indeed an honor and a privilege to come before each and every one of you this morning. Let's start with prayer. Lord, we thank you this morning. We honor you. Decrease me, Father, so that your word may increase. Help it to edify the body, Lord, the mind, the spirit, and the soul. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and we thank our two leaders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola. I count it an honor and a joy and a privilege to come before you today. I do not take any moment for granted, especially this one. So my title today is, Lord, Help Us All. I have a subtitle. I hope it doesn't shock our holy ears. The subtitle is, What in the Hell is Going On with This World? Emphasis on the word hell. There's some hellish things going on. Too many problems. What are the solutions? We know the problems. What are the solutions? And as I teach this lesson this morning, please hearken your ear for the solutions, because the answer lies within you, with our Creator at the center. A brief story. I was born in 1966 in small town San Bernardino, California, about 50 minutes outside of Los Angeles. We were poor. We didn't know we were poor, but as I got older, I realized we were impoverished. My father was a sanitation worker, and my mother was a school teacher. Very modest salaries back then. My father only had a fourth grade education. My mother had a master's degree, two masters, as a matter of fact. Most of daddy's money was split between two families. Our family received the crumbs, and he had a secret family across town. While most people borrowed a cup of sugar or maybe even a piece of bread or two from their neighbor, we borrowed water. Yes, water. Oftentimes, we could not pay our water bill, and we'd recycle the old plastic milk jugs and fill them with water so we could bathe and have water when the water was out. The lights were often off, and we used candles. Nowadays, most of us give candles as gifts, and it's just to scent your house, and maybe you pray with the candle or whatever you may use the candle for, but we actually use the candle to light our home in the darkness when the lights were off because the bills could not be paid on a consistent basis. We hardly ever had new clothes, always secondhand. Times were tough. My mother would make all of us eat our food, and I noticed that she would gather up the scraps from our plates, and I used to kind of laugh a little bit because she'd crack that chicken bone open and suck the gristle out. I was like, what the world? But I realized as I got older, she was making sure she loved us so much. She did the best she could. She suffered with mental illness, as I found out later. And I've since forgiven my mom and my father. I know they did the best they could, and I vowed to do better with my children. Our neighbors would chasten us if we misbehaved. Yes, you would get popped on your backside if you did something wrong, and they would call your parents. It was definitely a village that helped raise us. We were respectable, or else we'd face the power of the switch. Humble beginnings, yet we were grateful, and more importantly, it was embedded and instilled in us to have strong faith. So there is a light at the end of that story. I thank my Creator for my parents. Always attempt to view the sunny side of things. I will definitely take lemons and make lemonade. It's just part of my personality and probably a coping mechanism. Perhaps a shield to protect me from the harsh realities of this world. I learned to extract the good from any situation. I heard a wise man once say, chew the meat and spit out the bones. Lessons learned. I gleaned a strong work ethic from my father, who worked until he was 80 years old. I witnessed my mother's compassion for people and watched her always give, give, give. However, she did pass away at 45. She gave all she had until the end. Yet, I was able to remember and learn my mother's favorite psalm. And here's the solution that lies within Psalm 91. I often pray these powerful words over my adult children, my family, my friends, and anyone that I care about. And when I find myself in a troubling situation or in this troubling world, I always go back to Psalms 91. And I stand and often remember Psalms 91 and 7, which says, 1,000 may fall at your side. And let's stop and think, thousands have physically fallen at our side. Even 10,000 have fallen at the right hand, but it will not come near you. I've stood on that scripture, and I remember in the summer of this year when I contracted COVID after 6 days from taking the first Pfizer vaccination, I prayed and prayed this particular part of Psalms 91 and 7 because it was real that thousands were fallen, even 10,000s from this plague, this horrific disease that did not discriminate, that dealt with each and every one of us in more ways than one. But death did not come to my door, and I thank the Lord every day for that. Why was the law created, and who was it created for? Imagine a busy street without traffic lights, a highway without signage or signals. Who would direct, lead, and guide us? Your GPS is not working. Your phone battery is dead. You're lost in the wilderness. Do not know which way to go. Should I turn left? Should I turn right? Should I go straight? Oh, Lord, help us all. So the framework of the use or application of the law, we can go to 1 Timothy 1, verses 8 through 10. But we know that the law is good. If a man or woman utilizes it lawfully, knowing this, that the Lord is not made, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient. So be careful as I continue to read this scripture, as you say, oh, that's not me. We've all sinned and fallen short. We've all been disobedient in one way or another. So let me read this again. But for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any among thee that is contrary to sound doctrine. So anyone that is against the law, the word that the Lord has given us, the guidance, the rule book, that's what the law has been made for. And that comes once again from Timothy, 1 Timothy 1, 8 through 7. I don't watch a lot of news for a plethora of reasons. It will just depress you to no end. So I get my news from other sources. I decided that many years ago. I just have a heart. I've been blessed with a heart of compassion, and oftentimes when people tell me that burdens are here about tragedies, I physically carry them and mourn with the people. So while that has its place, I have to protect my mental health, and I decided not to watch the general news unless I absolutely have to. I mean, I don't even have regular TV, so I don't watch it. I get my news from other sources by reading. A 10-year-old autistic, beautiful African-American girl in the state of Utah decided to take her life. She complained to her parents and to her teachers about unbearable bullying. This incredibly sad story begs the question, how would a 10-year-old have the presence of thought to commit suicide? What in the world is going on? Lord, help us all. In the midst of a pandemic in which hundreds of people have lost their lives, their health has been affected from the remnants of this disease, lawless people still carve out time to rob, rape, murder, commit unspeakable acts. Unfortunate things are going on among us every day, and as believers, we must navigate through these trying times. Now, I'm not here to discourage you. Some may be saying, my God, Sister Ruth, encourage us. I am encouraging you. I'm giving you the facts. We all know what's going on. We have to open our eyes. And as believers, we are supposed to be the salt of the earth. People are supposed to look at us and know that we're peculiar. And while they may not understand why the reason for our hope and our strength and how we could smile during these type of tumultuous and trying times, through sickness and death, through joy and pain, we still manage to smile. Why? Because this hope and love and strength that has been given to us, the world can never take it away. The saints are called to pray, yet faith without works are dead. That's from James 2 and 17. So yes, we are to pray. That is our first course of action. That is our remedy. That is our battle. That is our weapon within the battle. But we have to put it into action. You can't just sit and pray. That's awesome. That's half of it. But you got to get up and do something. So what are you doing? What am I doing to affect positive change in yourself, your family, your community, and perhaps the world? And you may ask yourself, what can I do? I'm only one person. Take action. Donate food, clothes, love gifts. Adopt or foster a child in need of a home, in need of a family, in need of love. Invite a neighbor over for dinner. Volunteer outside of your local church. I know we do a lot with inside our local church, but outside of the four walls of the church, that's where the real ministry happens. Donate to your favorite charity. Teach someone to read. Read a book to children at a local library. Start a business. Start a business that answers a common problem in your community. Trouble on every side. What are the solutions? As professed believers in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the answers can be discovered in our daily scriptures, during our devotion. The answers are there. I will go to Romans 12, 1 through 20. Yes. I will be reading to you this morning because I'm done talking. I'm done speaking. We must hear directly from the scriptures. So I'll go to Romans 12, verse 1 says, and let us hearken our ears and open our hearts. Remove everything from you that's not like the Lord, and let's hear what he's saying. Put your coffee down, put the cell phone down, close your door, and listen. Please, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, for the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we bring many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. O ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, and he that ruleth with diligence, he showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Verse 10, be kindly affectionate one toward another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business,
fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, disturbing to the necessity of saints given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Verse 16, be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Verse 20, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, give him drink, for in doing so thou shalt wreak coals of fire upon his head. Verse 21, and I close, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Host, are you with us?
Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, I am here. God bless you. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you this morning. And I love that last verse, overcome evil with good. To God be the glory. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, you are the God of our salvation, and we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. Thank you, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And Lord God, through these turbulent and trivial times, Lord God, we give your name glory, we give your name praise, because truly you still reign, you still sit on the throne, you still have all power in your hands. So we thank you for Minister Ruth, Lord, reminding us, Lord God, that we should continue to allow you to use us with your glory, in your presence, and with your power. We thank you, Father God, that she reminded us, Lord God, with you we still can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. We can pray for one another, strengthen one another, encourage one another. So with that we'll lead. Lifting up before you, Father, those that are going through health challenges. We call Dr. PK, Jerry, Willie, Eugene, Margaret, Carol, Bryson, Jaden, Malik, Lillian, Elena, and even our babies, Moses, Maddie, Noah, and Taryn. Lord God, we're lifting them before you, and we're calling them healed and whole and complete in you. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We lift up the bereaved before you, Father God, especially during this time, this Thanksgiving season, the Rice family, the Williams family, Robin Wilson and her family, Jerry and her family, Pastor Lavona, Conaway, the Webster, the Lewis, the Wilkerson family. Lord God, we ask that you just place your arms around them and let them know, Father, that you're there for them and with them. We give your name glory for all that you're doing for Dr. Bacola and Dr. Vanessa, Lord God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, empower them, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Bless those that are traveling this week. Let your angels be around them, Father, as they go to and from their destination. Let this week, Father, be a blessing to many across the nation, especially those that are on this call. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for Artist Life and its entirety, that you continue to bless that awesome ministry company, Lord God, like never before. And we thank you in advance for all that you're doing, because truly, when we trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, in every way we will acknowledge you, knowing, Lord God, that you will direct our path. We say thank you, we love you, and we give your name praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, you can share this powerful message with someone. The replay is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. And remember, the morning motivational call is next on Presidential Tuesday. And I believe that's with our leader, Executive President Candida Mosley. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. Well, I want to say thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you this morning with the praise and worship like none other this morning. And thank you, Minister Cynthia, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, our evangelist, for allowing God to use you, greeting and seating everyone and opening us up in prayer. And Minister Ruth, again, thank you for allowing God to use you with that powerful message this morning. Would you please come and close us out with the benediction? God bless you.
Bless you, my sister. May the Lord shine freshly upon each and every one of you, giving each and every one of you new mercies today. Be encouraged, for he has overcome every evil in this world. All things come from the Lord. Count it all joy. Be encouraged and have a blessed day.